I wrote him a fan letter in
Oh, yeah.
1976, and I met him in 1977. So in 1977, he came to America, to Los Angeles, and I was living there then, and he stayed in my home, and that's when we first met, yeah. When I was a young man, and I decided to set this foundation up in his honor, he was very reluctant, but I said to him, Tom, we have to do this. Because you are more than an artist. You influence the culture. You change the way gays see themselves. And then many years later, a man from the Judith Rothschild Foundation, who was in charge of collecting all of this art and donating it to the MoMA Museum in New York, he came to one of our open, our fundraisers, and he said this. He said, Tom of Finland was one of the five most influential artists of the last century, that his influence transcended into the culture and became part of the culture. And that's where it's not so easy to even understand what his influence was, because it's part of who we are today. And it's hard to see and stand outside of ourselves to understand who we are. But he is the embodiment. His work is fulfilled in all of us, in how we feel about ourselves, in the way that we are open, the way we allow sexuality to, and he continues to actually influence new groups. Like in America, the most newest group that is really excited and loves his work is young women. Young women now feel that it's okay for them to appreciate sexuality, and they love to look at his drawings, and they're excited by them, and they want to actually be happy that they get to enjoy now, and they don't have to hide their sexual attraction to men loving men. They enjoy that also. And so his influence continues, and our goal, the foundation has been, he's been gone now over 20 years, and our goal has been to keep Tom's presence out in the popular culture. I made that commitment to him before he died that I would do my best to keep him out in the popular culture. And sometimes it's not so easy because I deal with all of the resistance from Finland or from other cultures, but I know that if his work can stay out in the popular culture, then it will actually do the magic, you know, because it's magical. Everyday life is that we're understaffed, we don't have enough money, we need more money, but what we do is we continue to have programs for artists, for his work, and exhibiting his work and showing his work within the United States, but also internationally. We have had numerous traveling exhibitions, and we continue to try to make his work available for sale because we have a portfolio of work that's for sale that the foundation actually lives off of. And we have our permanent collection. We have hundreds of artists that we help on a regular basis. And we have drawing classes at his foundation. We have tours. We give tours on a weekly basis to people who come. Sometimes they come from Europe. Sometimes they're from Los Angeles, and they want to experience what it was like for him. But also we have a huge portfolio of drawings and paintings and sculpture that are by hundreds of different artists. And so we have them on display there. And so we're always busy, busier than we would like to be in some ways because we don't have enough staff or volunteers to actually fulfill all of our responsibilities that we have. Yeah.